Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. And Steven, I'll throw it to you first.
Well, guys, not all halftime shows are created equally. And we saw the Red Panda. A lot of times you can catch her at the Pelicans games during her halftime show. She goes on a unicycle, tosses bowls onto top of her head, ended up suffering a big fall yesterday. You saw her go down and really clutching her left wrist in pain after it happened at a WNBA World Cup game. I didn't even know that they were doing the same thing as the NBA. Doing those cup games with the WNBA. But anyway, the Red Panda, her team has released a statement on her, at least for any fans out there that are wondering. Says thank you very much to all the NBA, WNBA, universities, media individuals, and her ever-supporting fans for your kindness and concern. Last night at the Lynx Fever game, she took a fall at the very beginning of the show due to the left paddle on her unicycle being damaged during transit. Her left wrist severely fractured at the same spot for a second time. She was at the hospital 11 hours last night. Hilton and Greta from the Minnesota Lynx stayed with her at the hospital the entire night for her procedure. She's very grateful. She's on her way home now, and doctors in Minneapolis have recommended that as soon as she gets home, she meet with an orthopedic surgeon for the second part of a repair. Red Panda wants to thank all of the kind wishes and support, which means the world to her. She much appreciates from her heart the support she's receiving. We'll keep you posted. I had to look it up. Red Panda's been doing this act since 1993. She was a last-minute replacement for an act at a Clippers-Rockets game and has been doing it ever since. So best wishes to the Red Panda, guys.
Yeah, no question about it. Charlie?
I want to say that Red Panda did maybe even a halftime of a UL basketball game that I was at one
time. Oh, wow, okay.
So she is nationwide. Fantastic performer, and as you mentioned, wishing the best for her. Guys, I'm going with Derek Curiel, named D1 Baseball's National Freshman of the Year today. You know, and you've seen a couple different sites like Baseball America and stuff. Like, they're not giving Curiel any credit. And it's nice to see our friends over at D1 are. Derek Curiel's unbelievable. Finished number one in the SEC in doubles with 20, number three in the league in walks with 53, number four in hits at 89, number four in on-base percentage at 470, number six in runs scored at 67, and number 10 in batting average at 345. Kendall Rogers wrote, quote, Curiel didn't waste much time making his presence known for the Tigers during fall workouts. The way Jay Johnson talks about Curiel's immediate impact in the fall reminded me a lot of the same feeling I got when Dylan Cruz came for the first time in Baton Rouge. At first glance, Cruz did not look like someone who belonged in college as a whole. The hit tool, the power potential, and the maturity from a physical standpoint, all elite for Cruz. Curiel showed a great aura in the fall, and he showed an extremely advanced approach and hit tool. He did not show the same power as Cruz in his first fall, but the feeling overall was the same. This guy was born to be a superstar in college baseball and probably in pro ball as well. Derek Curiel, unfortunately, he's going to be a draft-eligible sophomore next year, so LSU's likely to only have him for two seasons, but he's already picked up championship number one in his tenure with the Bayou Bengals and getting a well-deserved National Freshman of the Year moniker from D1 Baseball, guys.
God bless him. He's a talented guy. Man, is he talented. Guys, a lot of times I hear it. Man, you talk so much about Baker Mayfield. Oh, you know, he's overrated to me. When we get that call in, text line stuff. Well, over the last 2 years, guess who's thrown more touchdown passes than anybody in the NFL? Baker Mayfield with 69. He's one of three players that have thrown over 60 touchdowns over the last 2 years. Jared Goff has 67. Lamar Jackson has 65. But Baker Mayfield on Football Jeopardy, I don't think a lot of people would get that one. He's got 69 touchdown passes over the last 2 years. He's the difference why the Bucks have won the NFC South the last couple years. It's been because of them, and I think they win it for another year because of Baker Mayfield again. When you look at the quarterback, the youth of the quarterbacks in the NFC South, if it's Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler, Penix Jr., again, this is going to be really his first year as a full-time starter. I'd be interested to see what happens out in Carolina with Bryce, because that – that team really finished strong last year, and they may be a team that you don't want to see on the schedule. They've done some nice maneuvers over the last 2 years to kind of repiece that team together, but Baker Mayfield is the answer. Throw more touchdown passes than anybody in the NFL over the last 2 years.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.